Hi, it's Barry Pearman here, and welcome to our very first podcast, number one. And so, yeah, welcome. My name's Barry, and I'm a writer and a gardener, and I live in Auckland, New Zealand. It's a beautiful sort of a winter's morning here in July, and I have a passion to help people with their mental health, and I've got a blog called turningthepage.info, and if you want to come over and check it out, that would be really great. And I just want to say a big, big thanks to all the people who support this work through, a donation each month. They might buy me a coffee, Patreon supports, put some money into PayPal. But just a really big thank you to those wonderful supporters. And if you want to become one of those people that really put their dollars down where it can really help me, you just go to turningthepage.info/support. For this first podcast, I thought I'd just do something kind of random and read a small chapter out of my book called Broken to Built. And when I wrote this Broken to Built, it's about recovery, and it's like 31 days of sort of small devotional readings. And it's, I imagine myself, if I was sitting with Nehemiah, the rebuilder of the walls of Jerusalem, and he was my counselor, my spiritual director, my soul friend. And what he would say to me in a short little devotional. And so I wrote down what I thought I heard what God was saying to me. And so I thought I'd just randomly share one of these readings. And I'm actually reading it out of a paperback version of this that I'm actually going to send off today to one of my wonderful supporters and people who actually lives in Johannesburg, South Africa. So, quite novel, send something off. But today's one is entitled, God Can Handle Your Raw Anger. Now, you know, do you ever shake your fist at the sky? Oh, God! So angry about situation. Well, this devotional may well be for you. And so I'm just going to read a short passage. Hear our God, for we are despised, and turn back their reproach on their own head. Give them up for a plunder in a land of captivity. Don't cover their iniquity. Don't let their sin be blotted out from before you. For they have insulted the builders. In Nehemiah 4, verse 4 and 4, chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. You know, I'm really glad that some of the prayers that I have prayed, God didn't follow through on. I had let all the rawness of my pain just flow. I've not had many people in my life where I could do this with and not receive some form of judgment, band-aid advice, or rejection and abandonment. But wouldn't it be good, you know, just to have a few safe friends where you could just spill your guts, say it like it is, and let it all out. Yeah, you know, it would be like a big pressure tank emptying itself out. You know, one of the properties I have, I'm just ad-libbing a bit here, we've got this pressure tank that pumps water out onto the farm. And if I empty it out, it goes whoosh, and then all of this dirty, mucky water filth comes pouring out from the bottom of the pressure tank, and you know you've cleaned the system out. Well, wouldn't it be good to do that sometime? You know, really be honest. You got that stuff deep down, and you just want to blurt it out and get rid of it. Instead, we hold it all in. We keep up the appearances and not let our true self be seen. You know, Nehemiah, he had heard all the mocking, and something snapped inside him. He prayed his raw feelings out. He didn't repress them or hold them back. He let God know what he wanted God to do. God welcomed Nehemiah's rawness, and he actually welcomes ours too. It's okay to be angry, and seriously, I think we could get more angry about a lot of things, and it would help. Anger is an emotion just as much as joy is. It is God-given and is part of the character of God. It's what we do with our anger that matters. Do we bottle it up in an internalized pressure tank? Or do we let it flow out before God? So here's a quote to consider from Richard Rohr. All great spirituality is about what we do with our pain. So what do you do with your anger? Can you safely vent the pressure inside? Emotions are normal. It's what we do with them that matters. Hey, I hope you found this little devotion from Broken Built helpful. If you want to get a copy, you just come over to the website and go to guidebooks and you'll see it there, and you can get a copy for pay what you want. So you just decide how much you want to pay and you can buy it via that way, or you can get it usually through the usual channels like Amazon. Just remember that you go through Amazon, you pay Mr. Bezos quite a nice little commission. Hey, I hope you have a good day and you have a good week, and I'll be back soon again with another podcast. Bye.